From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agriculture's greenhouse gas emissions fell 4.3% from 2019 to 2020, according to the EPA. AgriMarketing.com reports the most recent inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in sinks shows ag continues to represent just 10% of total U.S. emissions, much lower than other economic sectors. American Farm Bureau Federation economists analyzed the EPA data and found emissions from agricultural soil management, like fertilizer applications and tillage practices, were reduced 8.4%. U.S. consumer demand for meat at the retail level remains exceptionally strong despite rising prices caused by increased production costs and supply chain challenges. But once the full effect of increased costs shows, demand will get tested, according to CoBank animal protein economist Brian Ernest, who says retail meat prices will remain high throughout 2022. He also says as customers notice their dollar isn't going as far, they may trade down at the meat case. The Biden administration announced $670 million in food assistance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The USDA and U.S. Agency for International Development will combine efforts. USAID will use $282 million to acquire U.S. food commodities for Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan, and Yemen. USDA will provide $388 million in additional funding through the Commodity Credit Corporation to cover transportation, shipping, handling, and other associated costs.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.